Come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Bill shows 17 members present this morning. Senators Duncan and Hoffman are excused and a call of the Senate.
We have a quorum to do business. Would members please stand for the invocation by Pastor Greg Lindsay of the Northern Light United Church?
In deepest respect for the religious beliefs of each person here, I invite you in a time of prayer and reflection. Let us pray. O God, this morning I ask you to empty us of disappointments and failed attempts. Empty us of angry judgments and anxious trying. Breathe into us a moment of quietness and confidence. Catch our pride and doubt off guard, that for just a moment we may sense your presence, your care for us, and your care for the people we serve. Let us be surprised by a sudden joy rising in us, joy enough to sustain us through the coming days. Amen. Amen.
Senator Kelly, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Lincoln.
President, since my colleague in the back row is not with us today, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 18th legislative day.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Senate secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a guest today who's very near and dear to me, and he's serving as a guest page. It's my son, John. He's 14 and visiting here for the weekend. And John will stand up and be welcome to the Senate.
Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
The following reports are on file. Alaska Science and Technology Foundation annual report in accordance with AS 3717090. Comprehensive annual financial report for the Alaska Public Employees Retirement and Teachers Retirement System from Department of Administration in accordance with AS 3935020F. Those are all the communications this morning.
Reports to standing committees.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill 211, renaming the Gravina Memorial Bridge as the Ralph Bartholomew Veterans Memorial Bridge. Signed to pass, Senator Ward Chair, Senators Wilkin, Green, and Lincoln, zero fiscal note. Senate Bill number 211 has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 219, establishing an Office of Crime Victims Advocacy, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signed to pass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senator Miller. Senator Pierce signed no recommendation, fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 219 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill 251, an act naming Herman Lara Road near Seward, signed to pass, Senator Ward Chair, Senators Lincoln, Wilkin, and Green, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 251 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports to special committee.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 271 by Senators Duncan, Ellis, Lincoln, Adams, and Hoffman, an act relating to the possession of firearms and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. Honoring Paul Gravera, honoring Hillary Schaefer, honoring Black History Month, honoring Alaskans who fought in the Tet Offensive, Vietnam, in memoriam Bertha Moore, in memoriam Darlene Reed, in memoriam Tony Herman, in memoriam Edward Prince, in memoriam Raymond Kent, in memoriam Channy Mae Robinson, in memoriam Robert Boyd.
Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent that citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, citations have been approved. Brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Taylor?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we take up as a special order of business at this time a memoriam for Alex Miller. And I believe there's an amendment that will be suggested.
Without objection, we have brought up as a special order of business at this time. You want to move the amendment or move the citation?
I would move the citation.
The citation has been moved. Senator Adams?
Yes, I move that my name be shown as co-sponsor on the memorial.
Senator Adams will be shown as a co-sponsor along with Senator Mackey, Senator Wilkin, Senator Sharp, Senator Taylor, Senator Ward, Senator Lincoln, Senator Kelly, Senator Parnell, Senator Green. And I believe you've also received a number of other slips from people. Senator Kelly?
Unfinished business?
We have moved the citation before us for Alex. I understand that you had a...
Yes. I would move an amendment to the citation with the permission of the sponsor that under the name Alex Miller, we insert the line, the Dean of Alaska Lobbyists, and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection to that amendment? Hearing no objection, that amendment has been adopted. Is there objection to the citation? Hearing no objection, the citation has been adopted. We are still under unfinished business. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be excused from a call of the Senate on Monday and Tuesday, February 2nd and 3rd, for constituent business.
Without objection, you've been excused, Senator Kelly. Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I just ask if anyone yet knows what the funeral arrangements or the memorial service arrangements for Mr. Miller are?
Senator Hufford?
I believe the service is at 2 o'clock on Tuesday in Anchorage.
Senator Kelly.
Yes, Mr. President, my understanding is there's a viewing at 7:30 p.m. in Anchorage on Monday evening, and the service will be at 2 p.m. in Anchorage on Tuesday.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. Further unfinished business. Senator Sharp.
We'll move back up to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we're back up under introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Miller Gallery, I have a longtime friend, longtime Fairbanks, and is down with the older Alaskans Commission member, Don Hoover. Will you help me welcome him?
Senator Pierce.
We have a brief at ease.
Senator will stand at ease. Senator Pierce.
Unfinished business?
Unfinished business.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Tuesday, February 3rd, for the purposes of attending the Miller funeral.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, it's my understanding there is no plan for a session on Tuesday, so further excuses probably wouldn't be necessary if people plan to make that trip to Anchorage.
That is correct. There will be no floor session on Tuesday for those individuals that would like to attend the funeral. Senator Taylor? Under unfinished business. Bring this to announcements. Senator Taylor?
I just announced a brief majority caucus in the Butrovich room immediately following session. It'll take about 15 minutes.
Further announcements. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, there will be a Rules Committee meeting immediately upon the adjournment of the Majority Caucus to deal with bills in the Rules Committee.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Taylor.
We would ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment until Monday at February 2nd at 11 a.m.
With that objection, we are adjourned until Monday.